Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Sleep Cove podcast can help you. Hi, I'm Christopher Fitton, the voice and clinical hypnotherapist behind Sleep Cove. Sleep Cove features sleep hypnosis, meditations, and bedtime stories, all designed to help those of you who struggle at night to achieve a restful and peaceful night's sleep. Search for Sleep Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see why Sleep Cove helps millions of people sleep deeply all night long.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Nikki Eisenhower, your host, life coach, and psychotherapist, and this is Emotional Badass, where Moxie meets Mindful. On today's episode, we are discussing regulating temperature as a tool. Y'all, this is going to be a small but mighty episode, I hope. I'm going to try to explain or teach you not just how to understand more fully your needs, and maybe this is even more important, but to be able to understand the aspects of how we work towards accepting who we really are. You know, being HSP and an empath, being a survivor, healing a nervous system, the world is not an easy place. You know, just like the world is not an easy place for lefties, it's made for righties. The world is not made for HSPs. So we've had our struggle, and it always breaks my heart when I see people really fighting against how they're naturally wired, who they were born to be. Because when we're fighting ourselves, our gifts are smothered in the fight. And when we release that fight and practice more acceptance and get more comfortable with our acceptance, our gifts can really come out and shine, and our gifts can work for us in this world, especially those of you who are also in a healing field, or those of you who are not in a healing field, figuring out your HSP qualities and figuring out that you want to be in a healing field. I had this realization the other day and I thought it would make a great episode. Especially if you are in America, this may not be true everywhere, but definitely for Americans, I can argue that we have a certain comfortability regulating our temperature. We constantly regulate our temperature, and we do this with full acceptance without giving ourselves a hard time. We turn on the air conditioning and we adjust it. We turn it on, we turn it off. We turn fans on, not just on or off, but how much the fan is on, how high and how low. We use dehumidifiers. And then we use humidifiers to change how the air feels, how it feels. We close windows. We open windows. We put on layers of clothing. We put on thick clothing when it's colder in the winter and it's damp. We put on thinner, more flowy clothing in the summer. And we wear less and less and less when it's hot and humid. We make decisions every day, pants or shorts, short sleeves, long sleeves, no sleeves. We wear socks. We don't wear socks. We wear sandals or closed-toed shoes. We get annoyed when our temperature is too cold or too hot. And we believe we have every right to regulate our temperature in these ways. I give myself permission to regulate my emotional, physical, spiritual, social bodies as needed and with total acceptance. I give myself permission to regulate my mood and my energetic bandwidth as needed with total acceptance. Now, why is it that it is so easy and thoughtless We don't have a lot of angst over regulating our temperature. Why is that? Why, when it comes to those feelings, is it acceptable to regulate, to layer, to take the sweater on or off, to put a hat on or off? But when it comes to our moods, our vibes, our energy bandwidth, all of a sudden we think that that's not allowed, that there's something wrong with us, that we have a right to attend to those needs, to attend to those discomforts, to cultivate and shape a more comfortable existence.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Calm Cove podcast can help you sleep deeply all night long. Calm Cove has deeply relaxing meditation music and ambient sounds like ocean waves and crackling fires. All of our episodes are designed to help you relax and to fall asleep fast. Calm Cove is brought to you by the team behind Sleep Cove, the sleep podcast that consists of spoken word hypnosis, meditation, and stories. So if you want to listen to a beautiful soundscape tonight, search for Calm Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see how we're helping millions of people relax and go to sleep every night.
The easiest and quickest way that I know to get aligned, to get relief, to get back on the higher vibe, more peaceful course, is radical permission to regulate early. How many of you in your emotional struggles will sit there, particularly in a social environment, where you're uncomfortable, you don't like the vibes, you're ready to go, you're exhausted from your work week, your children, your spouse, your sick pet, your young pet, maybe you've gotten in a car wreck that week, maybe your electric bill is double what you expected it, maybe money's tight and not stressing you out, and you make yourself sit there through all the discomfort. Radical permission to take care of myself in this way that I so naturally regulate the temperature. This is how I've learned peace. This is how I've learned comfort. This is how I've learned to practice the healing thought, I matter. If I don't matter to me, how can I expect myself to matter to the other people around me? If I give the people around me the message that I don't matter, I disregard my mood, my needs, my limits, so you can disregard them too. Ownership means owning the choices. It boils down to choice. Are you going to keep fighting your HSP-ness or embrace who you are, who you were born to be, how you were wired, and learn to work with those abilities, those sensitivities, or fight it? What might happen in your life if you chose actively, moment to moment, to regulate your mood, to give permission to regulate your mood, your energy, your space, your expectations, to take a sick day at work when you are sick of work, to self-regulate the way that we allow in our society to regulate temperature? If you would like to talk more about this, to ask a question, I invite you to come join our Patreon. At the $10 level, you are invited to ask a question, and it may be featured in our live monthly video live stream. So you get to see me. I can't see you. And I will answer those questions, whether you can make that live or at your own time. All of those episodes are available for you. They're archived. We are growing a wealth of HSP survivor healing, mental health, empath knowledge that's available for you to learn from, to grow from, to ask more questions out of. It's a growing community. We're about to hit our third goal. I'm super excited. I feel supported. We are energized to keep producing this show and keeping it commercial free. Those of you at Patreon, when you throw us a cup of coffee or two, and that monthly subscription where you get additional episodes that are not on the live feed, part of what you're supporting is honoring the vibes of the show and allowing us to keep the show commercial and ad-free. We know you don't want to hear it. We don't want to add it. So thank you for supporting us at Patreon. I want to thank Tiffany and Kayla, SV, Deanna, and Noel. Thank you so much. And we will have a long list of Patreon supporters to share with you. One of the things you will get is a shout out on the show. So thank you so much. And I wish you luck in the permission to self-regulate. I'm an emotional badass, and you were an emotional badass. And together we are being the change in the world. We are where Moxie meets mindful. Take care, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
At a time when change is constant and we are pulled in far too many directions, we need a way to stay present to life and to increase our ability to remain calm, think clearly, and maintain our well-being. Many studies indicate mindfulness improves our mental, emotional, and physical health. On A Mindful Moment with Teresa McKee, you can learn how to practice mindfulness and enjoy its many benefits. Tune in for guided meditations and to hear tips and advice from some of the most respected experts in the fields of mental health and mindfulness. The world truly can be a better place. It all starts with a mindful moment.